to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM show radio, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it up and loud as it goes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network for the next 2 hours on this 27th day. Man, it is a Monday, 27th day of March 2006. I've got Webster Tarpley coming online after this first break. And a little programming note here. Tomorrow, Dr. Betty Martini on the aspartame deal. Dr. Karen R. Ephraim, she's a medical doctor from EdWatch, mental health screening in school children, and I hope I don't get a complaining call from California. Just joking. I know you listen to the show all the time. And on Friday, Terry Anderson, the Terry Anderson Show that is on this network on Sunday nights. Kelly, when does Terry's program air? Is that 11 o'clock Central Time? I do believe it is. She doesn't know. We'll find out. She's not here Sundays, otherwise she would know that. At any rate, Terry will be with us on Friday, and timely because, you know, a lot of people said that Terry Anderson was a one-note pony on this immigration deal. Now, here's a black guy and living in L.A. out there, and they're trying to call this guy a racist. You know, how ridiculous is this going to get? And, of course, in the second hour of today's program, I want to get into this immigration thing a little bit because it is just astounding. And if you notice, the medias are still underplaying the numbers of illegals that we have in this country. Oh, some 10, 11 million. No, try 40 plus. You know, folks, let me tell you something. For 10 million illegals in this country, they don't put up radio stations. They don't do their own newspapers. You don't call into public facilities or the phone company or anybody else and have the question asked of you, do you want this in English or do you want it in Spanish? I don't know. Overnight, did somebody move me to another country? I'm in America. You know, we don't even have a law in the books here. Around the world, they're adopting English as their primary language. Well, I think we're an English-speaking country, but, you know, we don't have any laws in the books saying you got to speak English here. Well, don't tell the Spanish that, because these are the ones that don't understand English. But yet, we've kind of got this thing going on here. And we'll discuss that issue further with Mr. Anderson, but I want to talk a little bit about it today because it is a hot topical issue, one that's very near and dear to my heart, and I'm sure a lot of you people out there. And you hearing the rhetoric? Oh, they're just here to do jobs Americans don't want to do. Yeah, 40 million of them? This amnesty deal goes, bring their family members. Hey, you know, we're going to look like little Mexico. We might have to immigrate and invade Mexico and throw the Mexicans out so we have our own country once again. That's how bad this is getting. But at any rate, I got Webster coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And Webster has been on the news of late. Well, he was on about the Charlie Sheen issue here. He was on CNN, and that went out live to millions of people, making some real waves. And we'll talk more about that right after this. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Webster Tarpley, he's an expert in international terrorism with decades of experience. He directed the study of, and I'll have to get him this Aldo Moro thing. Who killed Aldo Moro? We'll learn more about that. But he, the book that he's written, ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, George Bush, the Unauthorized Biography, I think that's in its second printing. At least I see two covers for it. And Mr. Tarpley was on Showbiz Tonight last week for about a minute and 10 seconds, a minute and 15 seconds. And at least he got out his book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. At least he was able to get that out. His website, by the way, since he's been doing a lot of radio interviewing, www.tarpley.net. And, folks, the 9/11 issue, this is kind of being a little overrun this week. The Senate is in, trying to draft a bill on illegal immigration. They want to make it a felony when it's already a felony. I don't understand what the Congress critters are doing on that deal, because come across the border illegally, that's automatically a felony. But they want to make it illegal for certain things for the illegals to do. If that makes any sense to you, it makes no sense to me whatsoever. That's why I said I'm going to have Terry Anderson on Friday's program, first hour. But at any rate, striking why the iron is hot, The 9/11 issue, ladies and gentlemen, was the precursor to the Iraq War. Even though they had the plans drawn up, thanks to our people from the Project for a New American Century, you know, the very fine people that hijacked the Republican Party, as if they weren't bad enough as it is. And, of course, we've got the left paradigm out there, and they've been hijacked by the Marxist water carriers. So the parties, and I really don't pay that much attention to the parties, because you pick and choose. One from column A, one from column B, do some cross-referencing. There is very little difference between the Democrats and Republicans in this country. This is what a lot of people in this country already know. And the issue that has woken them up has been 9/11. Some of the polls that are coming out are absolutely astounding. So if you want to listen to Webster Tarpley live and in person on the air, and he takes phone calls, he's on this network from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. I wish he could have got that out on Showbiz Tonight. But at any rate, having said all of that stuff, I've got with me today Webster Tarpley. Good afternoon, Mr. Tarpley.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you, and thank you for RBN. It's a tremendous public service. And believe me, I talked to CNN last Wednesday. I told them 15 or 20 minutes worth, including RBN, but that seemed to have gotten on the cutting room floor.
Well, I'm sure that it did. Yeah, because here are the people in the supposedly alternative media, Webster, that is eating their lunch. I mean, you heard what Rupert Murdoch said last week about, pretty much put the death knell on publication, printed materials, newspapers, magazines. He basically said the mainstream media is pretty much dead, and the new wave is the Internet.
Well, I think this may be what A.J. Hammer over at CNN, Showbiz Tonight, on Headline News, understood last week. When he saw these statements by Charlie Sheen and decided to jump on it, you've got to get the real clash of ideas, real controversy, and I think at a higher level, I think there is a design. Let me just maybe mention a few of the things that have happened in case people are not aware of all of them. A week ago today, Monday of last week, we had two very, very interesting events. We had, first of all, the publication of this story in New York Magazine. Now, that's not the New Yorker and not the New York Times magazine, but it's a separate publication called New York Magazine, which is the magazine, I guess, of the literary, cultural, communications, publishing elite in New York City. And this was based, at least to a significant degree, on a talk that I had given at St. Mark's in the Bowery Church the previous January 15th. Written by Mark Jacobson, and if you look at this article, you can get it online for free. NY Mag, I think, is the key thing in the URL. It's a very clever article because it has elements of distancing from the argument. But if you just look at the amount of information that's in there from various sources, including from the families of the victims, saying that the 9/11 truth movement cares much more about their loss than the Kane Hamilton Zelikow Commission ever did. I think you'll see that this is a very clever, propaganda piece in favor of the 9/11 truth movement in the only way that you could get that published in New York in that kind of a magazine. So that would be one thing. The second question is the statements by Charlie Sheen saying that he doesn't believe the official version, and interestingly enough, he wants what I would call the Independent International Truth Commission. He's calling for an international neutral panel of intelligence professionals from a number of countries to...
Yeah, because, and why that would fit, Webster, excuse my interjection here, but why that would fit, it wasn't just Americans that died in that World Trade Center.
Absolutely, and it should not be controlled by any country. That's at least a minimal guarantee of independence. If it's not in the pocket of any one of the existing great powers, then of course you're much better off. The people over at CNN Showbiz Tonight, again fighting for ratings, decided to put that on Wednesday, and of course they decide who to put on. Some people have written me emails. Why didn't you tell CNN to do this, that, and the other thing? Actually, I don't tell them anything. They called me in the afternoon. You know, jump into a car, go down there, and tape as much as I could. And then you can see the broadcast. I think it's available in various places on the internet. And then they came back to the same story on Thursday night and on Friday night, and they had this poll which showed that 82% of the people calling in say that Charlie Sheen is absolutely on the right track. You even had, you know, New York novelists like Erica Jong coming on and saying, well, he's a courageous man who's asking the right questions. Mark Jacobson was on Air America on Friday, and we have this very interesting phenomenon of the neocons, right? The Podoretz-controlled New York Post and a whole series of neocon or quasi-neocon radio programs. I think Jerry Doyle, unfortunately, got into the act on this, slandering Charlie Sheen, right? He's no good, he's this, he's that, dredging up anything they could for character assassination.
I don't have an opportunity to do this very often, but I had to make a trip out to Arizona over the weekend, and I left Friday morning, and I got back real late last night. But I had the pleasure, we had one of my engineers here, had XM Radio, and I'd never listened to it before, so I had the distinct pleasure or displeasure, depending on how you want to look at it, of listening to people like Alan Combs, Sean Hannity, a bunch of other talk show hosts. And it wasn't about what Charlie Sheen was saying. They made Charlie Sheen the new Hollywood caricature.
And, of course, this is their method. Instead of dealing with the questions of fact that Charlie Sheen has raised, Charlie Sheen has to be commended. He's a patriotic citizen, and he's done more for this than the whole left wing of the Democratic Party in 4 years. I've always argued, if you want bang for the buck, anti-Bush, anti-dynasty, anti-regime, anti-globalists, anti-finance oligarchs, anti-Wall Street, any of those, if you want the greatest bang for the buck, your choice is 9/11 Truth. Get 9/11 Truth on the front page. Charlie Sheen has done more to shake this regime and this dynasty than the left wing of the Democratic Party and all their gatekeepers have done in years.
Well, and even the big things that were going on in New York, there's been a ton of people that have done 9/11 videos. The top ones that come to mind, Loose Change 2, which is an outstanding. It doesn't get into the left-right paradigm. It doesn't confuse people over politics because this is not a political issue. You know, you got Alex Jones. You were on his show last Friday. He's got 9/11. Video, very outstanding video, good stuff. And I had heard people calling into radio programs complaining about Charlie Sheen because he's not cut out of the same cloth that they are. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm going, wait a minute here. Here comes a Hollywood star. He's done over 60 movies. He's got one of the top-rated shows on television right now, Two and a Half Men. Whether you like the subject matter or not, here's a guy that's a Hollywood guy. It has the courage. Now, this could be really damaging to this man's career. It could destroy his movie career and his television career. But he came out as a concern, and not some, Hollywood guy that just likes to mouth off because it's popular and he can get some attention. This guy, 6 months after 9/11, started going in and looking at the information. He's been studying this for over 4 years. And all of these guys wanted to do, and especially Sean Hannity, I saw the clip on Hannity and Combs, and he says, oh, well, what about the poor people? What about the families of the 3,000 people? Well, you jerk, yes, what about them? Don't you think they deserve the truth? Here's the numbers on the CNN poll, by the way, coming out of Showbiz Tonight. Because of that show, these are the votes that CNN actually did, and I'm going to read this verbatim. In a sampling of over 50,000 unique votes, CNN.com calculated that 83% of those voting support Charlie Sheen and his concerns about 9/11. The actual tally is 44,519 votes. Only 17% didn't support Sheen's view, only 8,907. Now, we're dealing here, Webster, and this is important for people to pay attention to. We're dealing with an entity here, CNN, that is not known for putting out the truth.
No.
In spite of that, 44,519 to 8,907 said, yeah, we're with Charlie. Now, folks, what is this telling you? I think Charlie Sheen said it best himself. He says the worm is definitely turning.
Dams are breaking.
The dams are breaking, and as well they should. because George Bush decided to rip up our Constitution on a way to freedom here in America. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
About the attacks have spread far and wide through the internet. As writer Webster Tarpley tells Showbiz Tonight, Sheen is not alone in his opinions.
There was a Zogby poll that was carried out last August, actually August of 2004 by now, which showed that about 50% of the people in New York City believed that top government officials had knowledge in advance of what was going to happen.
Still, it's safe to say that most experts and most Americans place the blame for 9/11 only on Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, not the U.S. government. Even Sheen knows his comments may not go over well with many people.
And I'm sure I'm being demonized across the nation by, you know, all of the people that do that sort of thing.
I think I was supposed to have just Webster on there. I think he was up for a minute 15 seconds. Mr. Producer, if you could yell at Danny, I'd like to put that particular piece up. At any rate,
I'm actually afraid, John, that was it. What you just heard was what I got to say. That was what they put up. It was more like 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
And so it is. But I think the overall impact is clear. What you said before, I think, is very relevant. Hannity says right away he has no arguments, no answers, can't refute any facts, in effect. And then he says, first of all, this is being done by leftists and liberals. In effect, the leading edge is really rather more on the conservative side, as far as I can see. Obviously, there is a strong leftist element, if you will, in that New York magazine, if you want to call it that. But the other side of it is the conservative side, and I know from my Bush 41 research, you can read this biography at tarpley.net, it's been up there, the Bush family actually fears the conservative opposition more because that breaks the profile, and that was Hannity's problem. He said, this is being done by leftists. The other guy pulled himself together to say, wait a minute, conservatives are really doing it. And the second thing is, what about the victims' families? Well, if you look at New York Magazine, you'll see Lori Van Auken, one of the Jersey girls, one of the widows, bereaved families, saying the 9/11 truth movement cares more about this issue than those people of the Kane-Hamilton-Zelikow Commission. When we saw that Zelikow was in bed with Condi Rice, We were horrified. We were in a truth vacuum. So they have no arguments, and that is why this is such a tremendous impact. I'm just concerned now. We've got another week. We've got to keep this going and not let this just be a flash in the pan. And if I can just mention it, I'm looking forward to Saturday on RBN Live. I've got Andreas von Bülow, the former technology minister of Germany, former deputy defense minister, former head of the Secret Intelligence Oversight Committee of the German Parliament, the Bundestag, will be joining me on the RBN this coming Saturday afternoon. So we're going to try to do what we can to keep it going, and I urge everybody to do that. If I can ramble on just a little bit more, I'm going to be in Seattle on Saturday, April 1st, this coming, University of Washington Hub Auditorium from 6 to 10. I'm going to be there with Barry Zwicker, the distinguished Canadian filmmaker, who's one of the first people to go on primetime TV in any larger country and challenge the official version. And on Friday evening, I'm going to be at Third Place Books, which is in northern Seattle, Lake Forest Park Town Center, on the north side of Seattle, Third Place Books, that's at 6:30. And one of the things I'm trying to do is to get C-SPAN to come and cover that. C-SPAN has this book TV.
Book TV on Saturdays.
Book
yeah.
TV, Saturday and Saturday, Sunday, all day long. Can C-SPAN please send a camera crew? And if people want to strike a blow to keep this ball rolling, this is one thing you could do. Send a, you know, take 2 minutes, send an email to C-SPAN, make a phone call if you can. Send a camera crew to Third Place Books in Seattle on Friday evening at 6:30 and tape this guy Tarpley, because that would then have some effect.
Now, you've been on, you're no stranger. You've been on CNN before. You were on Crossfire. How you got on Charlie Rose's program is beyond me.
This, I have to say, this was Charlie Rose back when he was the CBS Overnight News.
This is okay.
All a while ago.
Oh, okay. I guess the program he's got now, the steely-eyed New World Order kind of guy, he's got the ability to bring up anybody he wants to. They don't spend a whole lot of money on his set. It's a dark set with a chewed-up table, and he interviews the likes of world leaders, and they have no problem coming on his show. Well, I see this, Webster, as being, and you're right. We were talking a lot about this over the weekend. What has happened here? You know, the Sean Hannitys of the planet, the Rush Limbaughs, it doesn't matter who it is. It's political. This is all political. We could all say that, well, the Democrats were doing this because they want to get the seats back in the House and everything else. This is, look. My considered opinion about what goes on in Washington, D.C. is that politics is what happens in the abstinence of practicing the Constitution. They're real busy destroying it at any given time. But the real issue here, and what everybody was worried about, came to pass. We have Homeland Security. We've got Patriot Act 1 and 2, which the Congress, again, did abysmal job on. You know, these are our rights that George Bush wants to give away because, well, he's going to take us into utopia and make us all free. We had the freedom before. Now we don't have the freedom.
Well, I think it's a very threatening the climate of domestic totalitarianism and foreign aggression. And I think it's time for people to get active. Again, this can only take place in a climate of voter apathy, political apathy, lack of mobilization. And one of the key targets for me are these left gatekeepers, the Noam Chomskys of the world.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that, because since September 11th of 2001, we've smashed through the political barriers, and left and right are now on board. We'll talk more about that after we get back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Why was September 11, 2001 so important? Well, we've covered a lot of that. Let me tell you what Major Eric Haney said. He was interviewed for a piece in the LA Daily News, and this is what he said. He said, utter debacle, and I'm quoting him. But it had to be from the very first. The reasons were wrong. The reasons of the administration for taking this nation to war were not what they stated. Army General Tommy Franks was browbeaten and pursued warfare that he knew strategically was wrong in the long term. That's why he retired immediately afterward. His own staff could tell him what was going to happen afterward. Now, he went on to say, we must have fomented the civil war in Iraq. We probably fomented war in the Muslim world between the Shias and the Sunnis, and I think Bush may well have started the Third World War, all of their own personal policies. A lot of dynamics, Webster Tarpley, behind this. A lot of dynamics. We've had, as I stated, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, a war in Iraq, Afghanistan, a run-up here. Looks like temporarily on hold in Iran, but that's not what the Project for a New American Century and their war buddies and the war-making machine and Vice President Dick Cheney with Halliburton and all of this. This has a real danger of blowing up, but I see some problems here that we're not going to be focusing on the criminals that actually pulled this thing off. That's my concerns.
Well, let me say the following. Obviously, when the controlled corporate media, New York Magazine, CNN, Headline News, change their line, so to speak, you always have to wonder why. If we go back to late 2004, early 2005, you had Jimmy Walter trying valiantly to get the issue to pop onto the front page, and all he got was a bunch of slanders. Now it's very different, and you have to wonder what it is. My best guess is the following. It seems to me that there is some faction or segment of the ruling class, of the, again, the financial elite, who run the neocons, who run Bush Cheney, who run the invisible government, which is the operative sort of special forces, military intelligence arm of it all, that they've decided that they've got to frighten Bush Cheney, they've got to scare them, they've got to show them, remind them, if you will, that they could be brought down from one moment to the next. And they've decided to do it by showing for a moment the tremendous potential of this issue. I think you have a corporate, a banking elite in New York and London also, which are alarmed by the insanity of Bush Cheney, because I think we're getting into real raving stuff. In particular, the moment when Bush said the Iraq war will continue into 2009, I think that chilled some financiers. I think that certainly chilled some Republican politicians at the very top. I think they're appalled by that. They would argue, why do we want to do that? We've got the Civil War. The place is divided into three parts. What more is there to do? It's time to liquidate it. I think there's also some fear about being dragged into Iran on the tail, perhaps, of some other country's kite in the region. There's also the question of the dollar. Remember, the 20th, ironically, was going to be the Iranian oil bourse, and I'm having a very great difficulty in getting accurate information about the Iranian oil bourse, but I do know that there was a dispatch several days before that which talked about the United Arab Emirates, including our dear friend the Emir of Dubai, and the Saudi Arabian Monetary Agency. The Emirates guy was talking about taking 10% of their reserves, central bank reserves, out of the dollar and into the euro. Now, in order to survive, the dollar has got to borrow $2.2 billion per day, minimal. But if you had $2 or $3 billion going out, and perhaps much more, that might begin an avalanche which would be unstoppable. So I think there's a great concern now in some part of the ruling elite that the agenda of Bush Cheney is now fantastic. I would compare it to Nixon back in 72, 73, 74. Nixon's fall had a monetary element, a monetary defeat, the collapse of the Bretton Woods system in 71 through 73, let's say, and a military defeat side also, the Vietnam side. And I think Bush now fulfills that, except he fulfills it in a far greater way, because the strategic importance of Iraq, Iran is far greater than Southeast Asia ever was, and the threat to the dollar is so much greater. Now, those financiers would like what amounts to a limited hangout. So it's up to us, obviously, not to sit on the sidelines complaining that they only want a limited hangout, but to push it forward, to give it some kind of unstoppable momentum so that, in effect, all the trees in the forest might fall.
Well, and let me read what Major Eric Haney also said in this interview. And he said, for the first thing, our credibility is utterly zero. And the reason I'm doing this is because I'm coming to a point here. He said, so we destroyed whatever credibility we had. And I say we because the American public went along with this. Well, let me interject something there. They were spoon-fed this from the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, the NSA, the Bush White House. So what were the American people going to think after they're seeing their vaunted and trusted cable news people? They voted for the second Bush administration out of fear. So fear is what they're going to have from now on. This administration has worked overtime to divert the American public's attention from Iraq. Their lies are coming home to roost now, and it's going to fall apart. Here in the broader sense, and I wanted to get your take on this, Webster, what they have to do in order to bring up around their global union, the globalists are just all a flutter that we want to have a world system, a one currency, you know, world courts, United Nations, the whole nine yards. The English were in the Middle East. Just take a look at your current map, folks. You see the borders that are set up. That's pretty much the handiwork of the British. So here's another supposed empire going into the Middle East right now. And what I'm saying here is the credibility and the strength of the United States has to be destroyed. We were a world leader. We are a world power. If we want to blow somebody off the face of the map, we can certainly do that for whatever pretended reason. We demonstrate that every single day. But my point, Webster, is our credibility as a country, as a people. Forget for a moment here the Congress critters in the White House for a moment. But the United States in general has to be brought down. We've got another something to plug in here. The illegal invasion. The news media keeps saying 10 or 11 million. No, there's 40 million plus in this country right now. As I said at the top of the show, you know, there's a reason why there's so many Spanish-speaking radio stations, so many Spanish-speaking channels on cable, on satellite. There's a reason why they have their own publications. There's a reason why you call into public buildings or any business and they ask you if you want it in Spanish or English. That's the second part of the multiculturalism deal to help bust up America, turn it into the modern-day Babylon here where everybody's speaking and nobody understands each other. The United States has to be driven down into the ground, Webster Tarpley, in order for the globalists to have their grand plan. Your comments on that?
Well, I would say that the first problem we have to address is that we have the regime of the September criminals. That is to say, the people who carried out 9/11 from inside the U.S. military security bureaucracy using government assets are still there. Nobody has ever laid a glove on them. They've hardly been scratched. The only way to do this is through the 9/11 truth issue. And it's certainly true that when Bush talks about Iraq, he has no Iraq argument. He has a 9/11 argument. Same thing on Iran. It's all about 9/11 and nothing else. And indeed, on everything from the deficit to prescription drugs, Bush's excuse seems to be 9/11. So I think this is the royal road, if there is one. It's the place where we've got to concentrate the effort, because it is the one point where you actually jeopardize essentially everything. The Bush dynasty, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, it gets down to, you know, the current property relations. In other words, plutocratic, oligarchical financier rule is now based on this notion of the war on terror. I would just point to one thing this afternoon in Alexandria, Virginia, or this morning. We have this Mousawi trial. Now, I was down there at the Mousawi trial with Jim Fetzer of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth and Phil Berg, who's suing Bush for civil RICO. He's representing William Rodriguez, the heroic janitor of the North Tower. And we were down there at the Mousawi trial. I tried to point out in conversing with people that Mousawi is a patsy. Mousawi is a raving psychotic. He is somebody who ought to be in a mental institution for the criminally insane, because that's what he is. This is the kind of person that we have to understand when we say the word patsy. He's much less able than Lee Harvey Oswald to understand what's being done to him. The news is that Mousawi now says, just contradicting everything that his lawyers had argued for 4.5 years, that he was indeed part of 9/11 and that his job was to fly a plane into the White House. And he says that his associate in flying the plane into the White House was Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. Now, if you know Richard Reed, you know that this man is he's a derelict. He is a psychotic. He is mentally retarded, mentally impaired. And these two, it turns out, are products of this terrorism factory that the British had going in Finsbury Mosque and Brixton Mosque. So we're expected to believe that these two psychotics, in effect, Moussaoui and Reid, would have been able to take over an airplane and fly it into the towers. Moussaoui has essentially put himself into the death chamber with this. There's no doubt that I can see that that will now be his fate. He's undoubtedly been told something by his case officer, you know, saying, you know, we'll get you off somehow, or we'll do something, and he's chosen to believe it. This is the kind of thing that they are now doing to try to counteract the rising tide on 9/11. And I would certainly agree. In general, the two parties are both bankrupt. The only excuse for the Republicans is the Democrats, and vice versa. One of these parties, if we look at the general periodicity of American history, we're due for a party realignment, right? We've had them in 1896, in 1932 with Roosevelt, in 1968 or so with the Republican Southern Strategy. We're now due for another one. And I hope, the only thing we can hope is that by pushing forward on something like this, we could break out into real politics on substantive issues rather than this game where we're always being puppets of this financier group or that financier group.
That's what I want to reject. Yeah, that's the whole point, because, you know, you tune into the cable news and you'll see Sean Hannity complaining, oh, it's the Democrats and it's this, that, and the other. This is the one issue, and I want to make sure that everybody understands this, because it is monumental. They have spent a number of years setting up the left-right paradigm in this country. Liberals and the Democratic Party, and of course the we gave them the name here, the Project for a New American Century. We call them the PNAC boys, or whatever the case may be. That both parties have been hijacked to the point that we don't even recognize our politicians anymore. They don't even lie in a convincing way anymore. So what we're seeing here is an event after the fact. Now, let's everybody understand this. After September 11, 2001, that paradigm was still running. In the 4.5 years since, there is so much information out there that it doesn't matter what side of the aisle or what lever you pulled when you walked into your voting booth. It doesn't matter, because people are now finding out that they have been lied to. They have been set up, manipulated by Democrats, Republicans alike. We have a country, Webster, I don't think you'll argue with this one, we're going down in flames. We're on a fast sleigh ride to hell, and we're fresh out of snow.
I think it's clear that we are on the verge of something that we could call the Great Devaluation, that is to say a financial and monetary crisis, including a currency crisis, a banking crisis, the death agony of the imperial dollar. I would be in favor of a republic dollar, so to speak, or something
about,
of that.
How about a federal note, if nothing else?
But not this imperial dollar.
Right.
And it seems to me we're facing a crisis of perhaps 10 to 15 years in duration. The outcome is absolutely unpredictable. So I think it's time to work on that. I also have to focus, however, on the problem of the left gatekeepers, is that when all of this stuff started, September 11th, it would have been reasonable to assume that leftists would have been quicker out of the gate in negating this stuff. I can understand it might take conservatives a while to grasp it, right? When the country is under attack, you would have thought that, you know, leftist pacifists would have been able to do this. But then when we look at Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman and Michael Moore and Greg Palast and the rest of them, who are all posturing that they're so anti-Bush and so anti-war, they don't like Afghanistan, they don't like Iraq, certainly, and Iran, they are the ones who failed the public in the most serious way at the time, because they should have been the ones leading the charge from the very first moment. The problem that these people have, and this is the problem of all left gatekeepers, or gatekeepers in general, is that they say Bush was a liar up until September 11th. Then, through some mysterious action, he told the truth for several weeks about bin Laden, al-Qaeda, the 19, the hijackers, the cave, the laptop, and all the rest of this. And then he lapsed back. By the time of the 2002 State of the Union, he went back to being the inveterate liar that we know him to be, the greatest liar of the age. But there was that window when he told the truth. Or they'll say, and if you ask them, well, that's the FBI. That's the FBI that brought you Richard Jewell and Wen Ho Lee and the crime lab and Ruby Ridge and Waco and the first World Trade Center. This position is untenable.
Well, and look who is funding democracy now. Look who these people are being funded by. We don't get any large grants from corporations or government or anything else.
Well, and the Ford Foundation.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The
exact
Ford Foundation grants haven't been coming in, have they?
Hey, that's true. It hasn't. But you know, you take a look at this, and you know, we had Ed Begley Jr. in New York. They were there at that thing. Gosh, there was so much that went on about that, but it never got any real traction. Charlie Sheen comes out because he's popular. Everybody, you say Charlie Sheen, everybody knows who Charlie Sheen is. And then I saw even people in our own camps going after even Alex Jones for having this guy on the air because he's not cut out of the cloth that they're cut out of. And everybody, Webster, is missing the point on this deal. Everybody.
Absolutely. And you also have to, you know, the possibilities of human redemption are limitless. And in order to get a majority of skeptics on 9/11, it has to include quite a number of people who are today still credulous, still gullible, but we have to turn them around. I would say a few things about Charlie Sheen. For some reason, some evening last week, they had a program, a movie by Charlie Sheen called Shadow Conspiracy from 1997, and
right.
This had some fantastic elements in it. It was not realistic. It showed people escaping from the White House through tunnels. But the idea there is that there's a rogue network. There's a top White House official, a general, and a few others. It's five or six top officials who are rogue network. They want to assassinate the president. And I think that gets you into the idea of what a rogue network is. So there are some things in Charlie Sheen's filmography that also bear a little bit more attention.
All right. We only have
We
only have a couple more minutes with Webster Tarpley here. Short segment coming up right after this break. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
suffering.
And Webster Tarpley, during the break, I was talking to an individual here, and a guy that does a lot of work here, the True Seekers meetings. We have people that come together here in Austin to talk and debate about subjects, look at videos, information, whatever the case may be. Well, you said something that really struck a chord with me, and this is what I've been trying to explain through this network to the American people, is we have a window of opportunity here, but we have too many people sitting back, eating their popcorn, watching their TV set, and Rome is burning, if I can use that analogy here. Rome is going down in flames, and they're sitting around, and they're not doing anything.
Well, that if you look at the basis of the last party alignment, in other words, if you go back to the New Deal, quite frankly, in the 1930s, you can look at federal elections, and in many states, you were up to 70-80% voter participation, to mention only that. The hallmark of the post-1968-70-72 alignment is, 50% are registered, half of them may vote, so the whole thing is decided by 20 or 25% of the population, and then you have to factor in vote fraud and stolen elections and coups and Diebold fixed voting machines. Somehow, I think the rumblings that you can detect is that that period of extreme apathy, extreme resignation, extreme stupor, really, the only word for it, that this is coming to an end as a result of these tremendous crisis elements. I mean, just if you look, for example, at something as banal and everyday as the price of gasoline, this is a tremendous factor, and it seems to be getting worse, and it doesn't seem to be getting much attention, even though this is essentially undermining the material basis of the family and the middle class. So I think there are all kinds of converging elements that will propel people into political activity, and we just have to make sure that it makes sense. And the test for political activity in my mind is, are you fighting the finance oligarchs? Are you fighting their minions in the neocons in particular? And are you focused on this question of the invisible government, the September criminals, the rogue network, the deep state? And I've tried to give at least some names in my book within the limits of what one can do. But that idea that a financier clique should not rule the United States and the world, I think that's an idea that whose time may be coming.
Well, and I hope that it comes to an end, because if you want to control a nation, all you have to do is control their economy through their money.
Precisely. And I hope to discuss some of these things on Saturday. Again, Andreas von Bülow is one of the people. He gave an interview to the Berlin Tagesspiegel in early January 2002, which was one of the strongest international statements against the 9/11 official version. And this came from a man who had been the deputy defense minister of one of the main NATO countries. He had been a right-hand man of Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. He had delved into the intelligence agencies of communist East Germany and how they had lived on and what they had been doing. And also then the technology minister, somebody who he's made a career of studying the abuses of intelligence agencies, a brave, very brave fighter, and just a wonderful guy to hear.
All right, we've run out of time here. Webster, I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you taking out time.
My pleasure. Thank you. And again, thank you, and thank you for RBN.
All right, and your show, again, is 3 to 5 Central Standard Time, CST. People complain that I use that, but Central Time, if you will. And that's on shortwave at 11915, plus the affiliates that are carried through this network. So tune in, folks. It's a dynamic show, and it's one that it's a little bit different in its introduction and its bumper music, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Webster, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All righty. We'll be back, folks. Take a break here. Next hour, the National Intel Report, for the time being, is on 50-50. Sorry to you folks out there that can't get it that well. We'll be changing that over in the very near future. But for right now, 50-50. Next hour, we'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.